Michigan. I mean, it's confusing, honestly. You watch them on film, and they've got a lot of moving parts. They've got people running all over the place. You know, it looks hectic a lot of the time, but it's clear that there is a system there that's in place, and that they're, you know, what they're going for is a sort of controlled chaos, is what it looks like. So the key for us is just to, you know, kind of figure out where that controlled chaos is coming from, and you know, put the ball somewhere else.
How important are long, sustained drives to keep that Michigan offense off the field?
Well, they're very important. I mean, you can't keep a guy like Denard Robinson back for very long. So the key for us is going to be able to keep him off the field as much as possible. You know, because our defense is good. They're, you know, one of the best in the country, very disciplined. But sooner or later, a guy like that's going to find a way to make plays.
Is there any other place? I mean, Michigan Stadium, 110,000 fans in there. What's it like playing in front of a crowd that size?
It's exhilarating. It's exciting. You know, it gets your adrenaline going. But, you know, I'll take Kinnick Stadium any day.
Challenges as a player? I mean, you know, after a certain amount, I'm sure loud is loud. But challenges in front of playing against 110,000 hostile.
Well, fortunately, we don't actually have to play against them. You know, we have to play against Michigan and not 113,000 people, so that would make things much more difficult. But hopefully, you know, as long as they stay in the stands and we stay on the field, everything should be all right.
How much does it help? Like, last year, you guys went to environments like Penn State and Ohio State, mm-hmm. dealt with maybe not necessarily similar crowds, but similar in terms of numbers and how loud the stadium will probably be.
I think that helps a lot. Those of us who had that experience, I think it helps to maintain your composure. It helps to not getting caught up in the flow of the moment and just kind of the excitement of the atmosphere, you know. It's a different sort of experience, certainly going into stadiums that are, you know, 100,000 plus people. But at the same time, you know, when everything gets down to it, you know, loud is loud, and you know, a stadium's a stadium and a field's a field.
Is there anything specific that you guys work on in practice, whether it be like, you know, silent snap counts or whatever, or just the type of communication you have with the offensive line as far as, you know, making sure you don't have any, like, false start penalties because of the crowd getting into it?
Well, just silent counts, if anything, you know. I mean, you've got to have silent counts in today's college football. Everyone's stadium is trying to get bigger and louder, and, you know, everyone's fans are getting rowdier and rowdier. So, you know, as far as communication, it's really just a matter of everybody being on the same page, getting the play in, you know, on time so we can get up to the line and make sure that we can communicate anything pre-snap that we have to.
Did you travel the last time?
I did not. I think my freshman year was the last time, my true freshman year.
Yeah.
So I was not on that team. Right.
Okay. Do you ever get excited going to games like this, going to places like this that, you know, it's a historic program? And everything. I mean, Ohio State, Penn State, all that.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get excited for it. You know, it's college football. You got to get excited for every game. And, you know, playing a great program like Michigan with all their tradition and history and their fans and the stadium and all that, you know, it's exciting. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's football. And we've also got a great tradition and great fans and a great stadium here at Iowa. And, you know, for us, it's just going out and playing the game.
Coach was talking about how in practices, I think he said on Wednesdays, you guys, when you have a road game, he'll put in, like, noise or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point will Hail to the Victors be annoying or irritating to you?
Well, it is already, quite frankly. I remember playing, you know, NCAA video games as a little kid, and that was always the theme music for NCAA was Hail to the Victors. You know, you never really get away from it. But that's the sort of prestige that they've built up there over in Michigan. And you can't go into that game like, oh, my gosh, it's Michigan. Oh, it's Hail to the Victors. You know, my high school played this song or whatever it was. You know, you have to just go in there and play football.
Do you have any memories from that 0-2 game when Iowa went up there and won? I think it was 34-9.
I don't really. I was doing something. I forget what I was doing, but I couldn't watch the game. I was pissed.